to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I am Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the Trident Magazine. What we are going through right now in the world is just unprecedented, and we want to seek out the best advice for our members during this time. So we've launched this new series called Three for You. We're asking some TriDelta experts for three tips or best practices to share as we navigate this new situation. As women at work, or students, as moms, as individuals, we're all really seeking relevant help right now. And so we're doing our best to bring it to you. Joining us today with some helpful insights on finding community during this time is Kristen Schell. She is a TriDelta alumna from our Theta Zeta chapter at UT, and she is the founder of The Turquoise Table. You may have read her book called, I think it's called The Turquoise Table. Kristen is on a mission to love her neighbors. She put a picnic table in her front yard, painted it turquoise, and began inviting neighbors, friends, and even strangers just to come hang out and do life together at her turquoise table. Then it turned into a movement. And today there are turquoise tables all over the world, from California to Maine and America and all 50 states in 11 countries. Turquoise tables have really become a symbol of hospitality and a place to sit down and connect over a cup of coffee or a glass of sweet tea. So Kristen, thank you for coming to Let's Talk TriDelta today. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. It's so good to be with you today.
So I'm so excited to jump into this with you because of where you come from and the perspective that you bring to this, which is around connecting in person. So can you share with our listeners just really quick kind of what the concept is around the turquoise table and how it came about?
Sure. Well, the concept of the turquoise table came out of my own need. So I realized that I like to say I was going really wide, but not really deep in a lot of relationships. And what I mean by that is that we have four children and we're involved in all kinds of different pockets of our community. But I realized I was going wide, not deep. And so I would never have called myself lonely because I have four children, a dog, a husband, and tons of friends, and am super active. But I realized when I looked up the definition of loneliness, that maybe I was. So let me give you the definition. Loneliness is lack of meaningful connection. And so it's different from being alone, because I am never alone, you know, pre-corona and now corona. Let me tell you what, I don't know the last time I was in my home alone. So, but that lack of meaningful connection really struck me. And so I wanted to do something about it, but I wanted to do something about it really simple. And so I put an ordinary picnic table in my front yard, painted it turquoise because it's my favorite color, and just began inviting people, strangers, friends, neighbors over just for quick interaction. And it met a need in our neighborhood. And then it met a need clearly in others. I wasn't alone in that desire for meaningful connection. And now there's thousands of tables all over the United States. And in countries. So
it's such a cool concept. And I've seen it. I drive through Houston or somewhere, you know, randomly visiting family, and I'll see a turquoise table and I know what it is. And it's really cool to see how that has sort of spread. So you talked about loneliness. Let's go ahead and jump into your first tip here, which is around this concept of isolation versus loneliness. Can you talk about that?
Sure. And so first of all, social distancing is a word that none of us knew a month ago, you know, ish, whenever it first became a word. And so there is, for me, and I'll only kind of share my experience, but I bet others might identify with it. For me, there was this initial panic that I was going to be, you know, just isolated. And while we are practicing social distancing, and it does look different, we don't have to be lonely. There are ways to still get meaningful connection. And that is now more than ever important. We can still have connections 6 feet, 10 feet, you know, however safe you know you want to be. And interestingly enough, technology and being outside are our two biggest, you know, right. In that right now.
That's good to remember. We have been spending a lot of time outside just walking and it's the only way you see other people or whatever, but it's just helpful to get outside of your house.
Well, so I've been sitting when the weather's pretty at the turquoise table, and I've been telling my friends that I feel like I'm like a lab or a golden retriever puppy, because when someone walks by, I'm like jumping up, waving my hand saying, hi, how are you? Talk to me. I'm here. You know, and it's just this enthusiasm. But I think that we can laugh about that, but what that is it's a deep need, not only for me to connect, but normally I wouldn't do that, right?
Right, right.
But normally then neighbors wouldn't stop and talk and have 15-minute conversations from 6 or 10 feet away.
Right.
So there's this universal need. And so in that, I think one of the things that as we kind of practice social distancing, but trying not to be lonely is just to take a risk, you know? I mean, be that little eager, you know, puppy dog retriever and raise, you know, wave when someone walks by. They're lonely too. And so we have to kind of kick our fears to the curb and say hello and meet someone new. I met a great woman yesterday, you know, who I would have never met otherwise. And we exchanged phone numbers and, you know, and digital information. And when would we ever have done that in a, you know, in normal times? And right. So it made my day.
Yeah, I think it is an opportunity for new connections in a weird, strange way.
Yes. Definitely. And even enhancing current ones, you know, like there's neighbors who I knew, we waved or were friendly. But there are ways now that we're bartering in our neighborhood. And so, you know, everybody's kind of coming out of that. What works.
Right. But
truly, you know, being connected, the point that I'm trying to teach myself and to remind myself is not to overthink it. You know, in our everyday lives, we're still allowed to walk, you know, right. So maybe walk a little further, walk a different route than you normally go. Hang out on your porch or your balcony or your front yard and just make that initial connection.
I love it. I love it. All right. So let's jump into your second tip, which is about hospitality.
Well, and right now, it's hard to think about hospitality in the terms, I think, well, let me redefine hospitality and entertainment because they're two totally different things. Okay. So when I think of having people over and putting on, you know, part of parties or gatherings, that's really entertainment. And there's a time and a place for that. Oh my goodness. You know, we all love gathering people we love and putting on a good show, if you will. But that goes to the word entertainment. Hospitality, the Greek root for that means love of stranger. So that's completely different when we learn the root word of hospitality. So while we may not be able to really sort of entertain and have parties or bring people into our homes right now, we can still practice hospitality. And so this is really, for me, it's taking care and loving the stranger. And I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that the very first thing in practicing hospitality right now is to take care of ourselves. And that sounds so counterintuitive, but it's kind of like when you're on an airplane and you put the mask on yourself before you put it on your child. We have got to, we can't let ourselves become strangers right now. And so being in tune with our emotions, with all of the feels that we're feeling, and taking really good care with routines and, you know, getting dressed. I took a shower for you this morning, you know, and we're just on digital. Right. It's things like that where we're practicing self-care really and love of ourselves so that we can then extend it and love others.
Yeah. And I think that's so important right now. It's so easy to start focusing on other things and forget about yourself in the midst of chaos right now.
Yes. Well, I was actually just texting this morning, one of my Tridelt sisters, and she lives here in Austin, and we text normally every day. And this is kind of crazy, but I texted a picture of me in my towel wrapped up in my hair, you know, because we were college roommates. She's seen me in a towel before. And I said, I did it. I actually took a shower. And it was 5 minutes of entertainment and fun. But it's those things that, you know, that unite us and keep us, you know, connected, but we start with ourselves.
Right. So an offshoot of ourselves, I think, leads us into your third tip, which is we should be good neighbors.
Absolutely. And so we can't, you know, it's like we got to fill our cup so then it can overflow. And so once our, you know, our we're taking good care of ourselves, this is an incredible opportunity to take care of others too. And that's going to look different wherever you live, because what works in Minnesota will not work in Texas, or what works in, you know, a giant high-rise apartment may not work in suburbia. But we all have ways that we can look out for one another, take care of one another. And to me, it starts with getting to know people. Before, perhaps pre-corona, if we want to call it that, maybe you're friendly. Maybe you see people in an elevator, or maybe you wave as you're, you know, kind of driving down the street, coming home from work. And so there's a difference in sort of a friendly environment and then one where you generally know people. And so right now, I think that the one thing I'm seeing is that this is really leveling the playing field, and we're all worried of being alone or lonely. And so it just takes someone to have the courage to start the group text, you know, maybe find two people in your neighborhood and say, look, we're putting together a list, a text list. I'd love to put you on there. We're bartering. We're looking out for one another. You know, somebody will have flowers. Somebody will have toilet paper. They're the real ones you want to know, right?
Right, right.
And so I think now more than ever, our defenses are down and our vulnerability is at a place where we can take advantage of it in a good way.
I think that's great that you touched on vulnerability, because that is so much that we build up a wall sometimes and we're afraid to step out and say hello to someone new or connect with someone new. And we all are in this together. There's nobody that's not affected. Somebody might be sick, somebody might not be sick, but we're all sort of in this place together.
And around the world, to me, that is the most overwhelming, you know, never in history has, I mean, there's no one untouched by that. And so, yes, that can generate a lot of fear and a lot of panic, but it can also generate an incredible amount of empathy that we really are united, even if it's something we would have never chosen, but it is an opportunity. And here, my encouragement is that somebody has got to go first and somebody has to be brave. That's what we are as a sisterhood. And so, you know, let's be the ones to, you know, to make that first email exchange or invite the Zoom, you know, calls or whatever it is. I would just encourage us to be the ones to make a difference during this time.
I love it. Thank you so much. These tips are so helpful. And I think you have such a unique perspective, given that that what you do is so connected to people all the time. And so I'm just appreciative of your time and your great thinking for us. So glad to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Mindy. It's been a joy. This is a good connection for the day.
Yes. So if people want to learn more about the turquoise table, where would you send them?
Well, the hardest part about learning anything is just spelling turquoise. And so if you can spell turquoise, you're going to find me. So if you Google turquoise table or Kristen Schell, the official website is theturquoisetable.com. But we have the book, like you mentioned, and a podcast. And so I'm on social media with tips and ideas. So I would love to connect with my tri-adult sisters.
Awesome. Thank you. I hope everybody reaches out and finds Kristen on social media or grabs the book. And I just want to say, we hope all of our members and their families are safe and following all the guidelines of social distancing and staying home. We like to say at Tri-Delta Now, one of the kindest things you can do is stay home.
Absolutely.
I also want to give a shout out to all of our Tri-Delta sisters who are on the front lines providing healthcare and other services right now. We are thinking of you and lifting you guys up in Delta love. Tri-Delta's webpage is ready with lots of helpful information for you. You can go to tridelta.org. You can find 3 for you there to see all of this information from Kristen, but also a lot of other topics. And you can click on Sisters Helping Sisters to see how Tri-Delta's foundation is acting quickly to help support our sisters right now. Thank you all for talking Tri-Delta with us today. Stay safe. Join us next time and bring you.